Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and welcome to the Illuminated Heart podcast. My name is Ahlam Riyashi, and I am your host. This podcast is for the souls who seek to find holistic healing in Allah and who desire to become better versions of themselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We will be exploring topics on mental health combined with Islamic spirituality, as well as incorporating tips on self-love, healing, empowerment, positive mindset, and more. So if you are that soul that is interested on embarking this journey, I am so glad you're here. Let's start healing together. Today, I'd like to have a conversation about self-care and the importance of self-care. In the UK right now, we're in the winter season and it's cold, it's grey, it's gloomy, it's miserable. And I think many of us are feeling the effects of it. I know I'm not alone in this, feeling really low in moods, low in energy. And at this point, life just seems to be difficult for everyone. Winter time in the UK is my least favorite time of the year. And honestly, I'm really struggling. I'm feeling really low on energy today. And even though I've done some of the acts of self-care, which we'll go into talking about, like going to the gym and working out and having a really good nutritious meal, I'm still feeling really low. And I had to sit down today and record my podcast episode for the week, regardless of how I'm feeling. And I think that's difficult. The question comes up in my head, how do people continue to show up in their businesses, in their work, in, you know, the spaces that they need to show up? How do they show up when they're really struggling? They're really low. They're probably going through depression. So that's a conversation to have. But that just made me reflect on the topic of self-care. And I thought this is what I'd talk about today. Because it's something that I need for myself right now, and that is what I'm going to give myself right now. And I wanted to share that with you and also encourage you to think about your self-care routine and what is it that you need right now. If you're feeling burnt out, if you're feeling low, if you're feeling exhausted, if you are just really struggling to get out of the bed in the morning, whatever it is that you're going through. Everyone is going through something right now. And that's why self-care is really, really important. It's really important because we cannot show up for others and pour into others if we are empty. If we're not looking after ourselves, if we're not filling ourselves up. And I think this is especially the case when you are a mother, Like if you're a mother, you know that you've got no choice but to continue showing up. Like you don't get a day off. You have to keep showing up for your kids. You have to get out of the bed in the morning and cook for them a meal and get them dressed and get them ready for school or whatever it is, regardless of how you're feeling. And I think that takes a tremendous amount of energy and willpower and love. But I also want you to recognize that you require that love yourself. You require that care yourself, and you've got to give yourself that. Because when you don't give yourself that, you don't show up the best for anyone, for your kids, for the people around you, for yourself. I'm a single mom with no physical support around me. And that's why self-care is even more important for me, especially important for me because I am the only person who runs the show here. I am the mother, I am the provider, I am the carer, and everything here. So if I don't take care of myself, then everything falls apart. So if you're a single mother, I just want you to recognize that as well, that you require an even higher level of self-care compared to others, because your load is heavier than others. You know what I mean? You can say that you may not have the time and the ability, and you know, that's especially the case because you're doing everything on your own, but that's more reason for you to actually prioritize yourself and make sure that you look after yourself. So what is self-care? Self-care are the acts that we do that sustain us to be the best versions of ourselves, to be physically well, mentally well, emotionally well, and spiritually well. These are the four different parts of us that make up our well-being. We've got our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. These are the categories that we have within our lives that we want to focus on. So physical self-care is attending to your physical needs, looking after yourself physically. That can be through exercise, moving your body, getting quality sleep, having nutritious food that nourishes you, looking after your appearance, or even having a massage to relieve physical aches in your body. When it comes to mental self-care, again, it is looking after your mind, stimulating your mind. So that can look like attending a class that keeps you stimulated and inspired, listening to podcasts, reading a book, doing a hobby that makes you happy. It could also mean attending counseling or having coaching. For some people, it could mean taking medication for depression. Whatever it is that looks after your mental well-being, that is called your mental self-care. Emotional self-care could look like spending time with people who make you feel loved and happy. It could mean having a day out alone. Our needs are different based on what we are experiencing in that moment. Sometimes you want people around you, you need people around you, and some other times you don't want to be around people and you need to spend time on your own. Other examples of emotional self-care is doing yoga and deep breathing, probably having a bubble bath, taking a walk in nature, getting dressed up to feel good. It could be journaling or writing things that you love about yourself or your accomplishments. Emotional self-care is all about you attending to your emotions and recognizing them, expressing them, and managing them in the best way possible. Whether that be anxiety, sadness, anger, depression, grief, whatever it is, but attending to yourself in a way that allows you to express and manage that emotion. And then we've got spiritual self-care. That can look like talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really connecting with Him in a raw conversation. That is one of my favorite acts of spiritual self-care, connecting with Allah in a raw conversation, sitting on the musalla and pouring your heart out. Other examples could be listening to soothing Quran. It could be listening to a lecture that reminds you of Allah and reminds you of the purpose of life. One of the most important and obligatory acts of self-care is prayer. Praying consistently 5 times a day to Allah. It's not just an obligation, but it's also part of our spiritual self-care. You see, because by doing those things, we are looking after our spiritual well-being. We are attending to our spiritual needs that are there. Because when we don't attend to it, that's when we suffer problems. So making our salah a regular, consistent thing is a part of spiritual self-care. And for people who already do that, sometimes that self-care looks like increasing in salah, increasing in voluntary acts of worship, like praying Salatul Hajjah or Salatul Tahajjud. For some people, that form of spiritual self-care is what gives them the comfort, the hope, and the strength to manage what they're dealing with, to manage the life stresses that they're going through. And that's why spiritual self-care is equally important, if not more important, than all the other acts of self-care. Because you can be looking after yourself in all ways and attending to your needs, but if you're not looking after your spiritual health and connecting with Allah, you will find that there will always be something missing. And that peace, contentment, happiness, and relief that you're trying to find is going to be temporary. Sometimes we may struggle so much in life that we're not able to be on top of our self-care. But as long as we remain consistent with our spiritual self-care, with our prayers, with our connection with Allah, with our du'as, that gives us the strength, the lifeline to survive and cope until we regain our strength to then fully look after ourselves in a holistic way. Self-care looks different for everyone, and it looks different for us in different phases of our lives. Sometimes if someone is struggling physically, then they'll have to really increase and focus more on their physical self-care compared to the others. And sometimes if someone is struggling emotionally, then they'll have to focus more on their emotional self-care than others. But I want you to know, if there's anything that you take away today, is that do not prioritize everything else over your spiritual self-care. It is really your lifeline that gets you by. We can lose everything in this world, but if we still have our faith, we haven't lost anything. That's the most important thing, because that is the eternal part of you that will remain. Everything else perishes. Things, age, physical appearance, everything fades. But faith will always be there. And if you nurture that faith and nourish that faith and look after that faith so that it grows, it will always keep you alive, and it will always be the source of your survival and the source of your strength. I'd also like to say that even though we have these different categories, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, they are all interconnected. So if you work on one department, it will most often affect the others. So for example, exercise is commonly in the physical self-care department. But by doing exercise, you work on your mental and emotional state. Again, like yoga and deep breathing, meditation, these are more emotional and mental self-care acts, but it will impact you physically as well, because when you work on your mind and your emotions, you'll feel physically better. So why is self-care so important? It's because when we don't look after ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, we often end up suffering in those departments, especially mentally. We often reach burnout because we're running on empty. We're going through life constantly trying to do and be productive and show up and continue with our commitments without taking the time to look after ourselves. That ends up causing us to become burnt out. Studies show that by having a consistent and effective self-care routine, it reduces anxiety and depression. It reduces stress and builds resilience. It increases happiness and energy, decreases burnout, and allows us to have strong interpersonal relationships. Because again, like I said, when you look after yourself, you're able to show up the best for people. You're able to show up best in the world. And so never feel that it's selfish for you to take out time to look after yourself, to do something for yourself, to take time away from your commitments to rest, where sometimes self-care looks like simply resting because you've been doing too much. Sometimes it looks like withdrawing from people and just taking that time on your own because you've been drained by being around people for too long. Sometimes it looks like reducing the amount of commitments that you have for a short period because you need time to rest and recharge. The World Health Organization also say that self-care is important because it promotes health, it prevents disease, and it helps people cope better with illness. It's been shown that certain acts of self-care, like exercise, finding a sense of purpose, and sleep, have been connected to an increased lifespan. So by looking after ourselves, we increase our health, and it increases our longevity, our wellness. When we are looking after ourselves, we become better people in this world, better people to be around. And again, it's all about helping us reach our best selves. We can't reach our best selves if we're not looking after ourselves in the right way, if we're neglecting our needs, if we're not really taking the time to look after ourselves. And for many people, they make excuses for self-care, like, I don't have enough time for exercise. I don't have time for myself because I'm a mum, so I don't have time to be getting dressed up or putting on a face mask. And so you end up neglecting yourself. And what does that do? Often what it does, it decreases your self-esteem because you often will look in the mirror and not like what you're looking at, right? You will feel really low within yourself. And what happens when you feel low within yourself, you're not able to, you don't feel like interacting with people. You don't feel like showing up. You don't feel confident in yourself, which has a knock-on effect in how you show up in your work or how you show up in life. Like, every single action has an impact. That form of self-care that you are not attending to has a knock-on effect in so many ways. First and foremost is how it impacts the relationship you have with yourself. You not feeling good about yourself. That is probably the biggest, most important thing in this whole discussion. Self-care is a matter of us looking after ourselves so we can feel good and better about ourselves. And when we feel good and better about ourselves, we're able to show up better in the world and for the people around us. It all starts with us, though. It all starts with how you look after yourself, how you're attending to your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. All of these things matter. You matter. And that's why you need to take action to do those things. So I hope this conversation was beneficial today. I hope that it makes you reflect on your self-care and it's probably changed your understanding of what self-care means. Self-care doesn't mean that it has to be a luxurious thing that costs a lot of money. Like, it really doesn't. It's a lot of the time doing small, consistent things that make you feel better. Like for myself, I take a holistic approach to my self-care. I make sure that I do different things that target my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-care. All the things that I've shared with you today, all those examples, I do them myself. When I am struggling, I will buckle down in my self-care. I'll try to find ways to make myself feel better and really question, what is it that I need right now? Do I need to be around people? Do I need to be alone? I will heavily journal. I'll take some time out for myself. I'll spend time in nature because I find that always healing. I take time to look after my physical appearance, like getting a facial or a massage or dressing up, even doing your own facial at home. It doesn't have to cost you so much money. And listening to positive content as well, listening to podcasts and meditations that really relax my mind. One of the things that I'm implementing for myself this year is to have a consistent self-care routine. And by that, I mean doing some acts of self-care daily, some acts of self-care weekly, and some acts of self-care monthly. That way, I'm able to consistently keep my cup full so that I don't get burnt out, so that I can remain in the best state possible for myself. This is what is explained. By having a consistent self-care routine, you're able to create resilience in dealing with life stresses, because when your cup is full, you're able to deal with life in a better way compared to when you're empty. And I'm sure you can understand, like, when you don't have enough sleep, when you've not had enough time for yourself, when you've not had any time for rest, when you've not been looking after yourself, you are more likely and more easily irritated, stressed out, emotionally dysregulated. It's so much harder to be emotionally regulated when your cup is empty. Like, it's almost impossible for you to be emotionally regulated when your cup is empty. And again, this is very important when you are a parent. You cannot teach your children to be calm and emotionally regulated if you yourself aren't emotionally regulated. You have to model that to your kids. You have to demonstrate that. And so that's why self-care is really important. And that's what I'm doing for myself this year. And I hope you can take the time to write down one or two acts of self-care that you can do daily, weekly, and monthly, so that you are consistently and consciously looking after yourself. So I hope that by me sharing a little bit about my journey has helped you and will help you take action to really look after yourself. Thank you so much for listening, and inshallah, I'll see you here in the next one.